Hi, I'm Christine Aller. I'm the developer and coach of the Creating Cash Flow program that lives inside of the Abundance Bound Financial Empowerment program. Several times every month, I coach members on all areas of increasing their income, whether that means starting or growing a side biz, interviewing for full-time jobs and negotiating salary and raises, or even shifting stories that are contributing towards under-earning. This recording is a sample of some of the guidance I've recently shared with members. Maybe some of it will resonate with you too. We'll start with a cash flow member who asked for some advice around an issue that was stirring up a lot of emotion for her. She told us that her credit card debt, quote, feels like some weird, comforting old friend that's been part of my universe for decades. The credit card debt connects me to all of these beautiful experiences that I had that I put on my credit cards. It gave me a sense of freedom to create and do my art because my credit cards are my friends and they will help me do those wonderful things. Ah, it's like some strange, tangled, toxic best friend relationship that I'm shocked I'm crying over. No, it is a credit card, but your relationship with money. That's why Miata is always talking in terms of a relationship with money, because it is that. That is such a wonderful meaning that you are able to articulate. It allowed you to do great things, and then you can't do that dance anymore. It's also when you have credit card debt, you're in a relationship where you're dependent. You're a dependent. Like you're still leaning on people. And what you're entering this stage of life where you are trying to get yourself on your own two feet again. And there's great things about that. And we always talk about being on your own two feet and independent and free and all that as good. But it can also feel scary and unnerving and like, oh, now I have to take care of, and it can be feel like a sense of loss because dependency is like childish and, you know, protected. And so that, it's a big knot and there's lots of threads that have to be kind of untied, but you're doing the work. So then you have this interesting turn of events where it's like, oh my gosh, cash is coming in, but now I must clutch it and hold it and grip it and hold it. Use the credit card because I don't want to use the cash. And you wrote also some humans, you know, only use cash. They go on like the Dave Ramsey kind of cash only plan. And you just, whatever cash you have goes in the envelopes. So when the envelopes are empty, you don't eat.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's a method. It has its place. But I also feel that it's worthwhile to build muscles around being able to just use credit as a tool. Because it's a great tool, but you want to have a relationship with it that has none of the anthropomorphizing that you've been doing. So I'm going to give you a sentence and then you can sort of mutate it and tweak it to suit you. But the point you want to get to is I can safely facilitate the flow of my cash. I can safely facilitate the flow of my cash. And there's a reason I chose those words.
Yeah, I bet.
Safely. Yep. That you want to remind yourself that this is safe. I'm safe doing this. Okay. And you're the facilitator, which means you're not blocking the flow. You're facilitating the flow. Mm-hmm. And the facilitator is making choices, deciding how things are going to go. And it's a flow. Cash comes into your life and flows out of your life. And both of those are safe. Okay. Both of those are safe. The in and the out is safe. That's what the cash is for. Yes, when you have extra cash, you stick it away in an emergency fund. That's great. And then when that's nice and hefty, you stick it away in investments. That's great for the extra. But sometimes you don't have extra. And so it comes in and it goes out. And it comes in, and that is fine. All you have to do is facilitate the in and the out on some sort of consistency.
Yeah.
As long as it's coming in or month coming in and going out. and you monitor, like, does more need to come in? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All the feelings are there to be felt.
Yeah.
You're doing a really good job. And the reason I know you're doing a good job is because you're continuing to look for ways to better the best that you can. You keep showing up. You don't come, ask something hard, feel the feelings, and then hide for 2 weeks. You keep coming back with great candor and going, here's where I'm at now. And you're giving everyone permission to bring themselves as is to the calls. In this next segment, I'm coaching a member about several different ways he can negotiate with a client who wants him to shift from being a freelancer for them to being a temporary employee at a lower hourly rate. You're working for a client as a freelancer. And they came back to you and said, no, can you instead work for us 29 hours a week? And you were like, okay, my rate is 160. And they came back and said, the maximum we can do. And we had to really pull strings to get you 80. And you're like, well, 80 is more than zero. And I'm like, yeah. There is no shame in being like, I would like some money. And they're not meeting my quote, but I can live with 80. So I'll take it for a while. If you can't negotiate on price, where they're like, 80 is our final offer, you might be able to negotiate on time, the length of time you'll do it for 80. Like, okay, I'll work for my agreement. Mm. I'll meet you at 80 and I'll do that price for 6 months. And then we can come back and see if it's still working. And I'm just pulled 6 months out of my butt. But like, whatever amount of time, maybe then they're like, oh my God, God, he's doing such a great job. We don't want to lose him. He'd be really hard to replace. Let's just keep going. And you're like, yeah, but our agreement was for 6 months. And for me to continue with this, I am going to need 95. And so you can inch your rate up by renegotiating it after a set amount of time. You just write up a contract. And if they're like, well, we've never done that before. We don't do that. I just watched last night on Amazon Prime the movie Air about Nike signing Michael Jordan. And his mom, because Nike was like the third shoe company and everybody was chasing him. And his mom said, we'll go with you, Nike, but Michael needs to get a percentage of every shoe that's sold. And they were like, well, no, we don't do, that's not how we do business. Like we just do they just get paid this amount of money each year. We've never done that before. The industry's never done that before. And she's like, okay, well, but we're going to do that. And that's how we're going to do it. And it changed the whole industry. Things haven't been done until they are able to be done. When my sister needed to work from home, the nonprofit she was working for was like, well, we don't do that. Like nobody could work from home before the pandemic. But way before the pandemic, she got a work from home thing. They made it work. Like, so, oh, well, that's not the contract. It's like, okay, but we could do that. We could have a contract that we decide on the terms for 6 months. So don't take, we can't do that. That's not how we do business. Then it's like, you could say to them, I just compromised 50% on my price. So what I need you to compromise on is doing a contract in a slightly different way than you have with other people you've employed under this W-2 thing. And then if they're just fighting you on that, then you can sort of decide if it's worth it. And it could be worth it. By the way, don't be afraid to bring things up in negotiations that totally then don't work. And you're like, okay, I'll take it anyway. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's natural because you're like, oh my God, what if I'm like, no. And they're like, no. And then, well, you can always decide yes. Because you can quit at any time too, by the way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They can fire you at any time too, by the way. So this whole 6 month contract is really semantics because you could leave whenever and they could leave whenever, basically. you're first going to counter with a number higher than 80.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they stay firm on that, then you counter with the amount of time. Yeah, you're getting good at this. It feels internally, you're like, la, 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 la. That's fine.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're willing to do it is strengthening your muscles. This is so good. Because here's the thing. In 6 months' time, especially as you're getting your website page finalized, and you, in those 6 months, go find some other clients. We'll pay you the rate you want. Because then you can be like, in order for me to fit this project on my schedule, I'm going to need 140 because I have other work. Love working for you guys. It's steady. It's great. But I have other people knocking. That's why marketing is so important. If you know that you can go out and get another client, you never have to be like holding on tightly to clients that are me. Them coming back with 80 means nothing about your worth. You accepting 80 means nothing about your worth. It's just you making a financial decision based on your current circumstances. I'm just saying those circumstances could totally change in 6 months.
Yeah.
And then you can make a whole other agreement. Well done. Well done. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. It's common for creative artists, actors especially, to be nervous about committing to a full-time or a larger part-time job. Even before landing the position, this member was in a spin cycle of worry. What if the job became less flexible? What if her boss was a nightmare? What if she's stuck there for a long time? When we dug a little deeper, we found the fear that was fueling her anxiety about this opportunity. I'm afraid because I don't have the muscles built around this that I will stay longer. I will stay past a few red flags.
Yeah.
So what could you put in place that would prevent you from doing that to you? One thing you can do, and this is for everyone, you can set either a time limit of like, if it's a shit show, I'm not staying longer than this. Mm-hmm. Another way you can do it is, I'm going to give this 6 weeks. And then if I don't like it, I'm out. So yeah. One red flag in the 6 weeks or 30 red flags in the 6 weeks, I'll evaluate and leave.
Yeah.
Another way you can do it is get a friend. I'm going to report to you every red flag of this experience.
Yeah.
Oh, they asked me to stay like an extra hour and this every little red flag. And she shall write them all down.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be like, this doesn't sound great. Like when she gets to where it's like, this is 4 red flags. And or that's 1 red flag, but it's major. Like get somebody else to be the sounding board who's stronger at it than you. It will be honest and direct. So you're like, great, I don't have to worry about me because I'm just going to report every single red flag and they're going to tell me when it starts to smell toxic. That's what I mean about you not letting you sabotage you. Yeah. Put external stuff in place. Tripwires.
Tripwires. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And we never know the future. It could be great. It could be full-time and never actually interfere with your acting. Because they love you so much that they're like willing to bend over backwards. Don't worry about it until the bridge is actually there to be crossed. Of like, ooh, okay, what do I get at? Because you have places like this to come back and ask these kind of questions to too. So it's like, if it starts to smell a little weird, come back. I'll tell you what I think. You've got enough pieces in place where you're not going to like fall into this quicksand mud. Yeah. And this could be one of the most amazing years of your work life. Please don't declare it a wash. It's just like, this is going to be different. Just like 2020. Well, this is going to be a different year. So it's okay.
Yeah.
And start looking for more jobs. So for everyone listening, this is what just happened. An opportunity came. She applied for it. She's now made a plan. Okay, if I get a second interview, I'll do my research. And then I'm not going to worry about things I can't predict right now. I'm just going to go into this. I'm going to set up my little trip wires so I can just go into the job knowing I won't stay longer than I should. So I don't have to worry. And instead of waiting and being like, oh, I hope I get a second interview, go find another position to apply for. Just on to the next, just like in acting. Okay, did that audition, on to the next. Because what's really great to bring into an interview is the energy of like, oh, I'm making all my shit happen, whether it's this or something else. Like, I'm happy to make this happen, but I don't need it to. That's a good question. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Miata. If you'd like help with increasing your income and you found this guidance useful, I want you to know that the recordings of all of our Creating Cashflow coaching sessions are available for you to listen to immediately, 24/7, once you're a member of the Financial Empowerment Program. Click the link to join, and you can dive into the cashflow program and coaching calls today.